Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in. Here goes the second solo episode. I'm really excited and proud a little bit also. It was a process. Today the topic is decisions and how to take them. It's not a topic that has always been easy for me, and that's why I want to talk about it. And because I'm a Libra, and I never knew what to do, right? Never knew whether I should buy these pants or not, or what I wanted to eat and all these things. And what inspired me to talk about this today is a friend of mine who sent me a picture of a book, and that was the decision-making book. I'm not sure about the English title. It's a German book translated into French. Already, there you go. The Book of Decisions. And I wrote, ha ha ha, my sisters got me this book for Christmas a few years ago. And they apparently also thought, well, she cannot really make up her mind in her life, especially the work area. So let's get her this book. And this book was full of SWOT analysis, graphs, diagrams, like the really rational side of making decisions. Now, there is nothing wrong with that, except that I don't really resonate with this. And I never opened a book until my friend sent me that picture. And I thought, you know what? Maybe this is a sign from the universe. I will get it. I hope I still have it. I still had it. And I got it from the basement where there are the books I don't want to throw out, but I also don't want to read. And I gave it a try. And I opened the book and started to read and check if this would make sense. And to me, it personally doesn't. So before I share a few ways, a few other ways than SWOT analysis to make decisions, think about the times you had to make important decisions and also small ones, like choosing what you're gonna eat for lunch or whether to buy that eco-friendly pair of pants or not. How do you do it? Do you start a list of pros and cons? Do you compare prices? Do you ask all your friends what they think about it, or what they would do, or what they are gonna do, what they are gonna eat for lunch? Or maybe you have another way. Now, there's no right or wrong answer, and if your system works, please keep going. But if you are a Libra like me, and if making decisions is not your strength, or if diagrams don't work for you, maybe what follows could help you. So, in my opinion, especially these days, we need to come into the body if we haven't started to do so yet, to feel more our emotions, understand ourselves better, and also make decisions that comes from another place than something that's outside of us. Our intuition, for example, or that comes just from our mind. And I will, in another episode, probably talk about understanding also the aches and pains of the body, but for now I will stick to one topic. So if you haven't started already, I invite you to tune into your body next time you need to make a decision, to pay attention what the body is telling you. And if you don't feel anything or don't notice anything at the beginning, it's totally normal. It's a practice like everything else. I remember listening to Marie Forleo a few years ago, and she was saying, notice if your body feels expansive or contracted when you need to make a choice. And I didn't necessarily feel it in my body. I didn't really, it didn't resonate so much. So also we all feel or see things differently. So if that doesn't resonate, you don't have to, if that doesn't resonate, it's okay. It's just an example. And it's an example to say that it's a practice, really, to notice what is happening. And it's really fun when you start observing. It's like a game. You can see it like a game, not something you have to do, but curiosity about how things show up. For example, maybe you notice you have shivers in your body or goosebumps, or you feel some things in your stomach, or like Marie Forleo said, expansion, contraction. I'll give you one example, one sensation example. A few weeks ago, I was talking to a potential client, and she didn't want or couldn't, or let's say didn't want to pay my actual rates. She wanted to give me half. And because she knew a friend, I thought, maybe, although I did not know her at all, okay, maybe I'll do it. But I was feeling a strong twist in my stomach. And as I was having the conversation and saying, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But I was feeling this in my stomach, and I was walking forward and I felt the sensation of being pulled backwards. And that's how I knew, okay, my body is giving me signs. Maybe I should not say yes. So I didn't. And it's not necessarily easy, actually, but it was very valuable, and to see that this is a practice that works finally after all these years of practice. And something that's totally underrated, to be able to actually notice, I think, is taking time. That works for everything. In general, taking time is a pretty good idea. Taking time to make decisions. If it feels like you don't know right now what to answer, whether it's yes, no, left, right, if you can have the time, take it. You don't have necessarily to give an answer right away to people. You can think about it for a few minutes or a few hours. Sometimes making what feels like the right decision can be a huge process. For me, it takes usually longer. Again, doesn't have to be like that for everybody. But if you are a sloth like me, maybe you need some time. I can give you examples of that. Whenever I wanted to take major courses in my life, like my yoga teacher training, my health coaching training, the craniosacral training, it took me years to find the right time or school. And I knew when it was the right time, and I knew when it wasn't. And of course, I felt rushed. We always feel in a rush anyway to do everything. But actually, I had nothing to, I didn't have to, it could wait. Didn't have to be a yoga teacher right away. Or I didn't have to find the same answer for anything else. So anytime I wanted to actually register for something, something would pop up and I couldn't. So I waited. Now, on the other hand, when Bianca and I visited our office overlooking the Rhine, we both instantly knew that it was the right decision. We felt it in, I don't know where we felt it even, but we felt very excited. It was a no-brainer. We knew we didn't need to sleep over it. We just needed to drink a coffee over it and went back and said and signed the contract. So maybe you have similar experiences. Sometimes you knew instantly, and sometimes it was a huge process. And in both cases, do you remember how you felt? You can maybe pause and you can journal about it if you want, or continue listening. But I think those moments are very valuable, or to notice that every big life decision was taken in a certain way. Last but not least, it's a huge one. Do you make decisions based on fear or love? Let me explain. Do you choose to do something in particular because you feel really drawn towards it? You feel inspired? You really want to do that thing? Or you choose to avoid something that might happen in the future? For example, trigger warning. Do you invest in crypto or anything else because you're scared that some system is going to collapse, and also everybody is telling you to do so? Or you really feel that is the right choice for you, that it feels aligned with your values, and you really believe it's something good and innovative, and it's the right thing to do for you? Second trigger warning. The same goes with your time. Do you invest your time into something driven by fear or because it's totally your jam and you couldn't imagine spending your time doing anything else or with anybody else or anywhere else? It works for everything. So you can pause again if you want and reflect on that. Fear or love? I'll recap at the end. No, actually, I have one last point that follows a bit the first solo session I did about how to make your life easier. Sometimes, when you really don't know which way to go, when you don't feel anything in your body, you really don't know what to do. You can give up your dilemma to something higher. You can call it universe, source, whatever resonates. They will take care of it, and you don't need to worry about it at all. One of my coaches, often says, we think it's either option A or B, but there are so many more letters in the alphabet. And we're not even aware they exist. We cannot see it. So by giving it up, you open yourself for option C or D or all the letters, right, to Z. And chances are, and I can talk by experience, that it will usually be one option that is more aligned for you. The one option that's gonna be the result of you giving up your problem will be more aligned. So, win-win. Maybe win-win-win even. So to sum up, I became very professional to do a summary at the end of what I've thought. So tune into your body for little decisions in your everyday life, like food choices, shopping. Observe what happens in your body. And if nothing happens, remember it's a practice, it's all good. But it's really amazing once you know how to do this. It feels amazing. So it's worth it. Number two, observe how the body guides you. Is it by feeling sensations or hearing things or seeing with your inner eyes? Third point, maybe your decision needs time and it's fine. Allow yourself to take it. Fourth, ask yourself, do I choose based on fear or love? And it could be a tricky one actually to realize, but you can just start by asking yourself. And fifth, when you have really no clue what the next step is going to be, give it up to something higher. And please try it and make your own opinion about it. Thank you so much for listening to the end. I hope this could help you today, and let me know if it did, if it resonated, or if you have more questions. I wish you a wonderful time wherever you are.